Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and listen, read, ask questions. Check out my blog. We have a poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Read the question, answer it, and when you click, you'll see how the poll is going so far. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Karen Cortell Reisman has deposited with us over the years, over the last 8+ years. Karen is the president of Speak for Yourself. We're talking about the naked truth about X period, E period, X period, which is all about your X factor, the X factor of your company. And Karen, we talked about culture a minute ago. We talked a little bit about getting people, letting your people feel that they're part of the organization, and also how appreciating them, really makes them feel. It comes across to customers. It goes right through the employees. When you let them know how much you appreciate them when they do a good job, it goes right through them, right to the customers. It makes customers happy, which is part of your X factor. Now talk to us about the fun. When we went to the break, you were telling us about fun.
Okay. Having a great team or a great office or having great members that work in your organization, you got to have some fun. And the fun stems from the office culture, but it also stems from each person individually. And for that, I would like to share with people that how you can maintain some happiness in your life. And there was this wild study done, believe it or not that I'm a proponent of Botox, but that those people who have had Botox and can't frown are happier than those people who can frown. I think that's wild.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
And so that phrase, fake it till you make it, you can try to make yourself a little bit happier. And what I got to
be honest with you, Karen. I wish I didn't know that.
I'm sorry to tell you that, but that was a study done. But let's just say you don't have to go run off and get Botox. Some other ways that you can create or increase your happiness effect or your happiness factor is to do this. It's really not about how large your home is or how much money you have at the end of the day.
Right.
It is all about finding three great things that have happened to you in each day.
Yeah, this is kind of a touchy-feely word, but I'll tell you, I've been thinking of it a lot more in the last few years. And that is not just being happy, because happy could be, you know, how you feel after somebody tells you a funny joke, but finding joy in your life.
And this is how you do it. And I do this, Jim, every day. I take a quiet moment. It doesn't have to take a long time, and we all are very busy. But I turn off all the stuff, and I look outside, and I'll say, what three things have gone great in the last 24 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, because those don't automatically stick with us. It's the ugly things that stick with us, don't they? Those are the things that remember themselves.
Exactly. And the runners up on trying to maintain happiness is number two is to manage your expectations.
Yeah.
The second one on the runner up list is to practice cheerfulness. In other words, you can get into the practice of just trying to stay cheerful. And then number three on my list.
Is being cheerful something you have to practice, but being grumpy is something that's kind of automatic?
Being grumpy can also be something you've rehearsed over the years.
Yeah.
That seems to be a part of your story that has worked better.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this great story about practicing cheerfulness that really is a huge indicator on whether you're going to have a good day. You just have to practice cheerfulness.
Right.
But the third runner-up is always have an emergency knockout outfit.
Oh, well, see, that's me. Oh, yeah, no, I'm always,
idea.
I'm right there with you on the fashion thing. Hey, Karen, do you think some managers, some business owners think that there's a conflict between being a successful, serious, growing, professional organization and happiness and having fun? Do you think that they think there's a conflict between those two things?
I'm sorry if they do, because if you look at Southwest Airlines, and I just did interview, and on my blog, I have an interview with Gary Kelly, who's the CEO, president of Southwest Airlines. You will see that's the only profitable airplane, help me out here. Anyway, they're the most profitable organization that's been flying ever, and they practice cheerfulness. That is such a part of their office culture, and it works.
Well, it does, and if you've ever flown that airline, you see it.
Right. I'm going to say airline, one of the most profitable airlines in the history of flying.
Right, and so, no, exactly. And so, anyway, folks, the truth is you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be grumpy. You don't have to be have this frown on your face. I mean, I'd like to think my company, we try to have, let me put it this way. Here's my motto, Karen. If we can't have fun, let's just forget about it.
Exactly.
And that's what I'd like to encourage all of you to do, though, folks. And employees, if your bosses, you know, seem to have a problem having fun, you know, maybe you can let them listen to this to the wisdom of Karen Cortell Reisman, and put .com on the end of that, and that's her website. That's Karen with a K, Cortell with a C, and of course Reisman with an R. Karen, thanks for being here. Will you come back again real soon?
I would love to.
We've enjoyed having you here, Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen, longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great resource for us. She'll be back real soon. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.